Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, it is the 25th day of August, Monday, 2008. It is DNC time. It has kicked off. Alex Jones is going to be live reporting, breaking in with all the hot news. You can see live streams over at Infowars.com. That should be starting in about half hour, 45 minutes, if it's not already up. We got a jam-packed show for you otherwise. We have Alan Watt at 11:30. We have Marty the Soapman Schachter, very lively character. At 12:30, Bob Chapman will be joining us. And, of course, in the final hour, we're going to have Kevin Ryan to discuss the new NIST World Trade Center 7 report. Now, before we get into that, over the weekend it was announced that Joseph Biden, Joey B, as I like to call him, has been tapped to be the vice presidential nominee. Now, Joey B is a longtime company man. He was recently named in a Bush administration scandal where they're like, hey, you know, maybe there'll be some good words in it from you from Joseph Biden. I think on Kurdistan or something like that. I forget the nation, but Aaron posted a story about it before he left. What I don't like about Joe Biden is he obviously knows about global government, a.k.a. the New World Order, although it's in different forms. He actually wrote an article back in 1992 for the Wall Street Journal. You got to remember, this guy is a CFR guy. That's Council on Foreign Relations. Doesn't hide it. Anyway, he writes this article called How I Learned to Love the New World Order. And Joey B. has been trying to be president for quite some time now. I believe he was in the 2004 and 2008 Democratic debates for that nomination, failing both times. He's also very aware of RFID technology. When Roberts was going to be named to the Supreme Court and they were having hearings for that, he asked him, he said, look, it's going to be decided on in your lifetime. What are you going to do when the government says it wants to chip the U.S. population? And of course, Roberts said he would be against such a thing. But just that he's aware of that shows you that he is a cunning politician. Now, I have a movie coming out called Fabled Enemies that deals with the international intelligence ring that helped carry this out, showing the different roles of different nations. And Pakistan's role was to be set up as the funding arm, the covert funding arm of the hijackers, so we could later blackmail them into using their nation as a launching base for the occupation of Afghanistan. Yes, we did mass troops in all these other areas before that, but Pakistan was another strategic point where we wanted to use, and we did. And Joseph Biden got on the floor on the 12th and started saying all these awful things about Pakistan. They pretend to be our friend. They're not our buddies. We're going to have to deal with them, blah, 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 blah. Then Colin Powell gets up and he says, well, we'll see what Pakistan can do to help us. And then, of course, they give in to our demands as they are a puppet establishment. Now, another interesting fact is that Joseph Biden is meeting with this guy who is covertly funding Muhammad Atta and others from the Pakistani ISI, the Inner Services Intelligence Organization over in Pakistan. Basically, their CIA, set up in the 80s by our CIA. It is just another arm of, again, this international intelligence monopoly. Now, Mahmoud Ahmed is in D.C. the week before 9/11, meeting with Joey B., meeting with George Tenet, meeting with Porter Goss and Bob Graham on the morning of 9/11, having breakfast with them. And those are the two guys that head up the initial congressional investigation into 9/11, where 27 pages are redacted concerning the foreign governments, that's foreign governments, involvement in 9/11. And we go over that also in Fabled Enemies. Now, we have a new teaser out. I launched on Saturday evening after Joey B. was named as the Democratic nominee. And he plays a vital role in this. See, he admitted to knowing that the ISI was funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And he later says that that information is classified. Now, once again, we'll be playing this in the next segment. But it's important to note because he's just another cover-up artist. He's another globalist. He's another person on the payroll. I guess he's bringing supposed, credibility and experience to the Obama campaign. Give me a break. Just another globalist, folks. The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message knowledge of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, I'm Jason Burmess. I'll be sitting in through Thursday, and Alex is going to be with us in just a few moments, calling in live from the DNC. Remember, we are broadcasting live from the DNC over at Infowars.com via Justin.tv. Nice little service there. Before I go to this Fabled Enemies teaser, InfoWars has just posted an article called Joe Biden's New World Order Speech. You see, he doesn't just write about it, he likes to talk about it. In his speech, On the Threshold of a New World Order, this is his speech, A Rebirth for the United Nations. Gee, sounds a lot like world government to me. Maybe I'm the kook. Biden called for meddling in the former Soviet Union and China, imposing a free economy on these countries, i.e. allowing the international bankers to freely loot and pillage, and expanding NATO and allowing it to operate outside of its territory. You know, I called up my buddy, who was an ex-military guy. I guess he's still on reserve now. He went to Iraq, and I hadn't talked to him in a little bit over a month, so, you know, I thought I'd catch up, and wanted to ask him if he knew what was going on in Georgia and Russia. And he's like, well, you know, from what I've heard, the Russians attacked. And I told him exactly what happened. He's like, wow. And I told him the role of NATO forces surrounding Russia over the past few years. And he's like, yeah, NATO, okay. And he's like, yeah, they're far from peacekeepers. They just do whatever they want. And, you know, the conversation furthered. And I was like, well, did you know that, you know, Blackwater has started to open up publicly their own quote-unquote intelligence organizations? And he's like, well, that's really no surprise to me. He's like, you know, I've always considered going back to Blackwater if things get really bad because, you know, you got to choose a side. And I'm like, would you really want to choose that side? And he's like, well, I would never attack American citizens or do anything like that. But, you know, when it comes down to it, and, you know, I was just like, man, that is the wrong way to go. So without further ado, let's expose Joey B on the Mahmoud Ahmed ISI tie-in that he knew exactly about, has still really not exposed publicly, and has admitted is classified. Take it away.
Senator Joe Biden, who had also met with the head of the Pakistani ISI, would have harsh words on the Senate floor.
And the word should go out to those who pretend that they wish to be our friends, that they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. Pakistan in particular is going to have to make a very difficult choice very soon. Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded.
When Biden was confronted, he confirmed his meeting with Ahmed, saying Pakistani intelligence was indeed funding the Taliban.
In the days following 9/11, you met with the head of Pakistani ISI, General Mohad Ahmed. It has since come to light that he ordered Saeed Sheikh to wire 100,000 miles to Muhammad Atta. Why was he allowed to go back to Pakistan, and why wasn't he questioned, and why were you meeting with him?
I met with him to deliver a message that if he didn't stop supporting the Taliban, we would take him out.
Why did we let him go? We let him fly freely. We never investigated him. We never even looked into him.
Look, there's a thing called diplomatic passports. We did not arrest Khrushchev when he came.
But he financed the hijackers, and you let him go, and he's free. He hijacked
hijackers. No one knew he financed the hijackers.
It's wired.
They say, get the point.
He would later state that the information was indeed classified.
How did you know the ISI was helping the Taliban, sir? How did you know they're helping them?
Well, there you go. It drops September 1st on DVD. You can pre-order it now at Infowars.com. It'll come out a little early for the PrisonPlanet.tv members in DVD quality. It's really ready to go. It is Fabled Enemies, and it is my latest and greatest movie. I have wrote and directed this picture. Of course, Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes helped me edit this, did the majority of the editing, thank God. And, you know, I just want to thank Alex one more time for providing the assistance that I needed to make this picture, because this picture really delves into just more than the Pakistani operation. It delves into the Saudi Arabian funding, you know, the banking in this country. Okay, the continuity of government program, which is the shadow government that so many people still insist does not exist. You see, the shadow government isn't real because only kooks and tinfoil hat people actually talk about it. Well, no, I'm sorry. Continuity of government was in place on 9/11 through war games, including Global Guardian and others. And we had these E-4Bs in the air that just happened to be on the scenes of the attacks. And people are still just not aware. You know, Dick Cheney was given all this power on the morning of 9/11. The shadow government was pretty much put into place indefinitely. We've suspended all sorts of constitutional rights in this country. We now have domestic wiretapping going on. Nothing can be done. Can't go after the government. It's all under the veil of national security. And it's quite disgusting. Have I lost hope? No. Am I upset with what's going on? You bet your bottom dollar. I'm very upset at what's going on, and I feel like the only way that we can conquer this is to expose the lie of 9/11, in which all of our foreign and domestic policy is based on. And with that, I want to talk about some grandstanders. Well, I'll be down at Ground Zero, so will Alex, on September 10th to show Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising, and then, of course, September 11th to be down at Ground Zero to talk to people, hand out DVDs. We hope you can make it. There's a couple events going on after that. You can go to wearechange.org and check it out. However, to the bill, if you will, of September 11th, we're going to have Obama and McCain down in New York City grandstanding before family members. All right, Alex is on the line. We'll get to that later. Alex from the DNC in Denver. How are you, my friend?
Good. I am here. I'm just a mile or so away from the camp. Coming up in about 15, 20 minutes at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We're going to go live with a live video feed there. The video feed's dead right now. It'll go live. And we're also going to have several other cameras. We're going to go up and investigate the camp, see if they already have people out there. So that's coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to move Alan Watt back to noon, and that means he'll still have some time with Alan Watt coming up today. Again, we'll be doing this throughout the week, just preempting or moving guests when as the schedule changes here, because this is all a fluid situation. We've already had feds coming up to us and asking us out of the blue, basically, of we want weapons, or we want to want security, or I mean, it's just the classic thing. There's black helicopters, Army Blackhawks flying around. There's police and riot gear everywhere. When you drive by these groups of clustered police, they just look at every citizen and every car all over downtown Denver, Mile High City, with just disgust and hatred, with the ugliest looks on their faces, and just absolute just disgust, and with the lowest forms of life. We are just looked at with just abject hatred, like we are the lowest form of life on the planet. They've obviously told the police to act like this. Okay, I'm on Spear. Hold on 1 second. We're doing multifaceted things here. Spear is closed. Do I need to, I guess I turn right on Lawrence?
Yeah, pick up 15th if you can.
Okay, all right. So, again, I'm here navigating through checkpoints, police, all sorts of activities. Now, there is an officer, the first one I've seen, actually not looking at people like they're dog feces, who's handing people little information sheets. And I think I have to go through this checkpoint. It is a checkpoint just to go down a main street here. So they have large areas shut down. Again, I'm driving on the cell phone and doing a radio show and being videotaped by the guys. So there's a lot happening here. It's hard to focus in on the news. But bottom line, the anarchist engaged in another false flag, this time of acting like total scum yesterday. There were thousands of peaceful demonstrators and protesters out, but Fox News knew how to focus in specifically
on the provocateurs and violence, right, Alex?
Hold on 1 second. I've got to talk to the police.
Absolutely. I mean, Alex is down there at the DNC right now.
Hold on 1 second.
Point. Yep.
Hold on 1 second. Officer, what is this? We're just live on the radio right now.
What you want to do is make a right.
The DNC.
Okay, gotcha.
What you want to do is make a right, make a left on the 15th and a left on the plate.
Okay, thank you. What are those?
Not for you.
Well, obviously, I'm not royal. I just didn't know what they were. Thanks. Not for you. They're like handing these little sheets out. I'm like, not for you. All right, Burma, sorry. It's all crazy here. Let me just get to the bottom line. The anarchist that Fox went up and talked to, ignoring the families and people with strollers and all the peaceful people, conservatives, liberals, you know, anti-war folks, people that want the Democratic Party to do what they were elected for almost 2 years ago, they all got ignored. And Fox went up to all these 18- and 19-year-old arrested development people that acted like they were 11, who screamed F you and flipped the cameras off and acted like a bunch of monkeys, which was basically always their job. We know in hindsight, back in the 60s and 70s, they would hire anti-war protesters to go into towns and break windows and cuss and yell to turn the people against the anti-war movement. So whether they're fed, whether they're paid or not, that particular group that was on Fox News and CNN yesterday, they might as well be. I mean, the worst possible image you could imagine. These arrested development drug heads cussing and screaming at people, again, making the image of police in black uniforms and checkpoints and dogs and microwave guns and sound cannons look good, because after all, you know, now we've got these dangerous anarchists that are out there causing all these problems. So I'm going to let you get back to what you're doing in the next 10, 15 minutes. In the
still
next
there,
10,
Alex?
15 minutes, we will be down at the camp, and I'll be calling in live via cell phone with audio backup. We'll have cameras rolling live, and we'll be streaming over the web, Lord willing. There's so many people using cell phones and these different wireless connections that sometimes it gets choked in the downtown, but we've got two different wireless cards, so we'll try to get these reports out for you as well. We're also going to stream live tonight. I guess it's 7 or 8 o'clock. It's kind of fluid at the big showing of Truth Rising at the
Oriental, I believe.
Yeah, the Oriental Theater. So that is coming up as well. Again, I'm doing 50 things here in traffic, checkpoints, you name it. The next 10, 15, 20 minutes, we will be calling in with a live transmission from the secret FEMA camp that the police lied about and have been forced to admit exists. I'll turn it back over to you, Burmese.
All right, there you have it. Alex Jones live from the DNC on his way to the detention camps, a complete police state down in Denver right now. You can check it out live streaming at Infowars.com. The video will be broadcast shortly. I'm Jason Burmese. We'll be back after this.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. Monday, August 25th, 2008. Gold open at 825.10. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 849.76, 418.75 for half ounce, and 209.38 for quarter ounce. That's 849.76, 418.75, and 209.38.
Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Alright, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. They were just broadcasting live over at Infowars.com. They pulled the broadcast, but Alex is shotgun, not even shotgun, really riding right through everything. I can't wait to see the footage. They're going down to the DNC, checking out the detention camps, the total police state that they have put in place there. It's just craziness. Like you said, black helicopters, military is the police down there, checkpoints everywhere. And the man still found a way to get a film crew down there, and he's going to be covering it for you like no other. And I'm just totally excited for him. If I wasn't doing this right now, I would be there. And just the fact that he's allowing me to do the show so much is really an honor. I love getting up here for 4 hours and talking to you people, taking your calls, talking about the issues, the real issues, the issues that matter. And I want to get back to this Obama-McCain-New York City deal. Now, this thing is going to be totally staged. They are going to go through the questions with a fine-tooth comb beforehand. I wonder if Biden is going to be there grandstanding. I wonder if McCain will have picked his running mate by then. I would assume so, since the RNC is coming up the week after the DNC. I don't even know if it's a full week afterwards, but it's I think it's the weekend afterwards, actually. That's when the Ron Paul event is going on and the other convention. But these people are, I'm sure it's going to be broadcast all over television. It's going to be on every single major network. And they're going to tow the official party line. I mean, John McCain is a master at towing the official party line. I did like the look on his face when Luke Radowski confronts him. And you can actually see him react when Luke says, hey, wait a minute, the 9/11 Commission said they were set up to fail themselves. They said they were underfunded and that they were blocked in most of their investigation. And McCain's eyes just went, well, it looks like you got a good point there. I'm just going to walk away, you know. McCain is so out of it that, you know, he's pulled up to 9/11 truthers and to get a picture, seemingly investigate 9/11 signs and still taking the picture. This is the same guy that actually wrote the foreword to Popular Mechanics Lie Fest debunking 9/11 myths. Okay? Names Loose Change specifically. And Loose Change was the, you know, topic of some of the mainstream networks, you know, liathons, if you will. After NIST came out with their report, in fact, we're going to play that clip. I'm going to get that up to John Harmon. But basically, what happened was, you know, CNN, it mystery solved. Mystery solved. We should play that earlier than Kevin Ryan, because mystery solved. Just so you know, fire did it. First time ever, hundreds of degrees below what they thought it was going to do. And no big deal. Just go back to sleep. I mean, we're not going to let any real reporters ask any questions. That's why when our guy... Now, let me tell you about the motivation of some of these people, and I encourage these people to keep doing what they're doing. This is what we need for InfoWarriors. Somebody shows up to the office, says, hey, I really want to go to this. I would really like to attend. Can I get some press passes through you guys? And we say, hey, you know, of course, we'll support you in the press passes. Give them a call, see what you can do. So he calls up on behalf of InfoWars, gives them the office number. They call back. They say, is this guy for real? And we go, oh, yeah, he's for real. The guy's pretty sympathetic on the phone. Ben Stein, not the Ben Stein, but Ben Stein was the contact information. So this guy takes his own money. Remember, we are a small operation. We can't fund everything. So he takes his own money. He flies from here to Maryland to go there to ask a question, which does get covered by CNN for a split second, and they don't cover the fact that they turned the lights off on him. Okay, they turned the lights off on the real questions. Let's go over it again. No science to these animation models, pure speculation. They had to retract their statement that 10 stories was scooped out of the building. They said there was somewhat significant, but not as significant as they once thought. They said, oh, well, you know, even without the damage, it would have come down from the fire. Well, there was no massive damage. It was just a complete and total hoax that they put on through Popular Mechanics magazine, and it was the talking point of all these debunkers for the last 2 or 3 years. Oh, a third of the building was scooped out. A third of the building was scooped out. Well, we showed in video evidence that a third of the building was not scooped out. We have it in Fabled Enemies. It's in Loose Change Final Cut as well. I think it's described maybe a little bit better in Fabled Enemies. But we literally have the South Face. On video, we have people going in through the south face after at least one of the towers has collapsed. And yeah, there's a couple broken out windows and there's smoke coming from the building, but that's it. No heavy fires. It's just ludicrous to say that one of these beams detached on the 79th floor. They have no evidence for it. They just picked it out of the blue and then animated something. Applied no physics whatsoever. Discredited explosives from the quote-unquote decibel levels on the tape. You feel like you're being lied to? Well, you are. We're going to play that CNN clip on the other side. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life Change Fat Burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. Get energy. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's GetTheTea.com.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, filling in until Thursday as Alex brings you live coverage from the Democratic National Convention. And they're not broadcasting right this second, but they will be. They're on their way to the detention centers built for this event. But as promised, we have Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, very educated not only on the New World Order, but the esoteric symbols that we see in all of our lives. Thanks for joining us, Alan.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Alan, you know, just to kick it off, I kind of wanted to get your take on the Olympics. You know, I watched a lot of the opening ceremony. I saw how they blurred reality by putting in fake fireworks. Obviously, they faked the little girl's voice. But they made the image of God walking into the arena, basically. They were putting off these fake fireworks with footprints. And then when it arrived, obviously there were these huge explosions. But then it goes right into a Chinese sundial. And, you know, obviously everything was in Chinese, so I couldn't tell whether it was zodiac symbols or whatever. But I found it very interesting and almost like the 36 Olympics in Berlin when it was just such an obvious occultic ritual.
Yeah. Well, it's always occultic rituals that they show us. And even the symbol that the Chinese gave us for this Olympic Games, it looks kind of like a man, but it's actually a Chinese letter which stands for the power, the sexual power of the male, basically. But the one difference in it is that they cut off the penis, which was quite interesting in that in itself. So they believe that the power comes from the kidney, even for sexual potency, but they cut the penis of the man off, which is quite a telling statement.
Yeah, is that for their hermaphroditic androgynous symbolism?
It's partly that, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, China, every statistic they give you shows you that there's going to be 70% more males than females shortly because they're doing away at birth with the female species, and they're encouraging all kinds of alternate sexual release. So it's quite interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean, on Friday, I had somebody who was just so pro-China on. It was unbelievable. He was denying that they were taking the dissidents' organs and that, you know, China was this wonderland and, you know, all these things that were happening in the Eastern world are good. And, of course, he was pro-world government at the end. But, you know, I am not pro-world government. I see a huge problem over in China with 1.2 billion people and having the military as the police. I mean, there is no posse comitatus there. You're guilty until proven innocent. And although I've seen it geared towards a lot of Western things, you know, you've seen McDonald's, Coca-Cola come in there in the last 30 years and kind of westernize it, you still have one-child policies, and it's still acceptable, you know, that, you know, again, they're doing away with the female population. You want a boy, which just doesn't seem normal to me. Do you think that they're putting China out? Why do you think they're bringing China out on the world stage in this level?
Because China, as the United Nations has stated already, because of its collectivist system, which is what the whole world is to become, China is the model state which we will all emulate. That's why the United Nations has stated that a few times.
Yeah, and that seems to fit. I mean, it is a total police state there, and there is the slightest veil of, you know, freedom under this dictatorship. But at the same time, you know, again, our laws and our constitution and our Bill of Rights have been eviscerated so much that they become more and more like China's policies every day, and I do see us gearing, you know, kind of coming towards one another. They get westernized, we take, you know, Easternization, at least in our police measures, our military measures, and that's very, very scary to me that now, you know, in front of the whole world, China has been, like, shown as this total superpower. Do you think there's going to be a military conflict with them to bring in this one world order? Obviously, we've just had this situation over in Georgia, South Ossetia, and Russia, which we'll get into later. But is this the next big event? Are we going to try to challenge Red China?
I don't think so. To be honest with you, the West created Red China. We funded them into existence. Bertrand Russell was sent over the 1920s to introduce communistic ideas in the universities, and he wrote about that and stated that in those words in his own memoirs. He was one of many who was sent over. And then we found in the 70s and 80s, with the 80s and 90s, you had the GATT treaties and so on, which allowed Western corporations, factories to be shipped over wholesale to China to set up China as the manufacturer for the whole planet. So we funded China into existence. We don't have nations. We have a facade of nations. But everyone at the top of all the countries for a long time now, these dynasties, these family dynasties, have been international. And they have sewn up the world's economy into an international scale. So much like a web, you can't separate the countries anymore. You have a handful of people, maybe 20 or up to 200 families who invest every day in the stock market in the billions, and they can create or destroy countries overnight. So we're all tied together. We are interdependent financially. And so China is only part of this. And if you go into the records of the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the same organization, from the 1930s, they talked about building China up to be the superpower that would eventually take over towards the end of the millennium into the new millennium, the role of world police after the U.S. falters and is exhausted. And that's what we're seeing today. The U.S. is doing its final push. It will falter financially and so on and sink back, and China is to take over. Arnold Toynbee, that was the top internationalist for the Rhodes Scholarships, wrote about that again back in the 30s.
And what you're talking about is actually very frightening, because there will be a total change in this country if we're driven into China's ways. I mean, let's look at a documentary I really enjoy called Walmart, The High Cost, The Low Prices, and I brought this up yesterday. Now, sure, it's awful that the employees in the Canadian Walmarts and the American Walmarts, that they're paid, you know, between $6, $8, maybe $10 an hour. They don't get overtime. There's no benefits. That's awful, okay? But what's even worse are the Chinese slave shops, where literal families spend nights in their Walmart dorms. They live in the factory. They're charged rent from the factory. And even if they decide not to live there, they still have to pay for that room. I think it's something like half the cost. I believe when I watched it back in 2005, 2004, they were being paid something like 35 cents an hour. And the rent on their room was like $171 a month. And if they didn't want it, it was still 70. I mean, those type of slave labor conditions, and they bring you inside the factory, are unimaginable in this country at this point. But really not that far in the future, is it?
It's not far, and here's how it works. You see, 100-odd years ago, 150 years ago, when they set up the big foundations, that was to take over this new role of what they call governance, global governance. They said that the duty, and this is in the Royal, Council on Foreign Relations' own mandate, they say that they're creating a world state where everyone will serve the state. Now, when you look at the communist system, under the same facade as everyone worked for the state. Now, in the Western idea, we is camouflaged. You have the big international corporations, the Walmarts and so on, and technically they're producing, or they give out all the stuff that we need. So technically they're part of the big factory system, and we will all eventually serve the state. And all these big corporations technically are getting put over on us as being our benefactors. They're part of our system, our global system. We need them. Therefore, we will serve them. And therefore, we've all could be reduced down to the common denominator as working for the state. And those corporations will come under that facade. Under the communist system, technically, again, it's all technically or appearance-wise, everything was owned by the state, the means of production and the outlets. In the Western system, it's camouflaged. The outlets and the means of production are in the hands of a few families, basically. And we've all to serve that system. The Council or the Club of Rome stated that they'd looked at all the different systems the world had, and the one that was most efficient for their needs, for their use, in their view, was collectivism. And that falls right in with the Cecil Rhodes Foundation, which created the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations, where everyone would live in a collectivist society with a ruling class of elite intellectuals at the top, an aristocracy, and the masses would be run on a communistic-type system, and their one duty would be to serve the world state. That's what we're seeing, and all of the means of production and the outlets for production are in international hands, a few hands. They're all part of this collectivist system. That's why we're getting reduced with our wages and so on, down to the lowest common denominator.
And I also want to point out that our economy is being gutted here, and a lot of the money that we're borrowing from, the majority of the money, in fact, is from the Chinese. So if if they call in their debt, I mean, God knows what happened. Again, you know, I want to warn people that our economy is about to falter. All these military conflicts are just helping it. And I mean, when do you see this happening? Obviously, the United States seems to be trying to prolong their power by having Georgia invade South Ossetia with NATO forces, you know, surrounding Russia, trying to coax Russia into a large-scale attack. They've already fooled most of this country into believing the bear is back and that they, you know, attacked with no reason on South Ossetia when we know very, very different. Is this what they're trying to do? Are they trying to bring in a military conflict to bring in the end of the United States, or do you think that they're just going to drop the economy all at once?
Well, they did, you know, through their big think tanks. And the top think tanks for planning future strategy to attain this world system is the Club of Rome. And in their book, The First Global Revolution, written by the two founders, who are completely interlaced with all the other big foundations, by the way. They all work together. But the Club of Rome stated that they'd have to create a war situation, a prolonged war situation, because they could ram their agenda through under the guise of war, because the public go along with it. We take rationing, we take ID cards, we take limited travel, all the things that come from war. And that's why after 9/11 it was stated this is going to be a 100 years war. It's to change all of society, like Carl Quigley said. That's what war's main function is to create, is to change culture and society, because government departments can multiply like cancers and take over all the functions that the citizens normally do themselves. they take the power from the citizen under war. And this is a war to change the entire planet. It's not just the U.S. The U.S. has its role in it. Its role is to bring it in. And once it's exhausted itself financially and through manpower and so on, it's to submerge, and then China is to take over. It's so amazing to realize that China was a main enemy. Communism, supposedly, was the antithesis of capitalism. That's what the public were taught. It's not true, because capitalism created communism. They funded it from its inception. And what they really wanted, the elite wanted, and the aristocracy wanted, was a manageable society where there was no individuality. So individuality is destroyed under communist systems. And they wanted to bring the same system to the West and manage the whole planet in that way. They've been very successful. Individuality is frowned upon today. In fact, you're down as a potential terrorist if you're an individual. And they're teaching collectivism in the schools, and already, so that this generation growing up in the school system will merge easily with the communist-type system of China and the old Soviet-type Union.
Well, let me give an example of that, actually. Again, with the Olympics, I downloaded, because I missed it, the Australian feed of the Olympics. And it opens up with a young Chinese boy talking about, you know, one world. And then an Australian girl coming on and saying one world together. Yeah. And then they're both on screen together, and they're hugging and embracing. And, you know, we can make this one world. It's much like Obama goes all the way to Berlin to give his New World Order speech, where he talks about global citizenship and the fact that we will be required to do more, not less, in the future as a global citizen. You realize that, folks? There are a lot of people out there, I used to be one of them, who work 60-plus hours a week. How much more do they expect?
Mm-hmm. What they mean by that is your life is dedicated to serving the world state. That's what they mean by that. That's put implicitly in the mandate for the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Every citizen, in fact, you won't get born unless they have a duty for you to fulfill. That's also in their mandate. It's a controlled society. It's global family planning on a large scale, and it's been taught. It has been taught in the school for the last 15, 20 years. Now it's on a roll. They're really indoctrinating the ones, even in kindergarten, for the world they're going to grow up into. So this is a scientific indoctrination planned for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
I couldn't agree with you more, and really it is quite frightening. A lot of the people that I went to high school and college with did end up becoming teachers in middle and grade school. And, you know, they just tell me these horror stories. My one friend, Matt, was like, you know, he walked in one day, and they literally had DNA swab kits for his kids. No permission slips. No one told the parents, and he was expected to administer these to the children. He said, look, I'm not giving these to my kids until I see a permission slip, and I know that all the parents were called. This is insane. You know, another example of, you know, the surveillance society that we live in is my friend Amy. She was teaching a fifth grade class, and she also happened to be coaching softball. She'd often go to her classroom after school to change. And she was in there with her mother and her sister. Her mom was the school nurse. And they were cleaning up, and they noticed in the center column, usually where the outlets are plugged in, there was a dummy spot. And in the dummy spot was actually a hidden camera. So she got worried. She couldn't believe what she had seen. She put a Post-it over it, and she went away. It was on a Friday. She came back Monday to school, took the Post-it off, and magically the camera was gone. Now, she didn't want to be accused of paranoia, so she went down to the superintendent's office, and she said, look, we saw a camera there. I put a Post-it over it. My mother can verify it. And the guy's like, well, yeah, I kind of want to talk to you about that. Well, you know, the camera wasn't really on, and we had somebody stealing in that classroom with the teacher who was there last year, so it was just in place. But, of course, that doesn't make sense, because if the camera wasn't on, they wouldn't have been able to track and trace it and pull the camera. So, obviously, they were watching her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We're turned into surveillance society, and the message is loud and clear for those who don't quite get it. The elite claim that they own us. Now, lots of people in a socialized system are quite content being owned, as long as they can go and play. But the playing is going to stop one day, and they're all going to freak out. And that's why they've built up internal armies to take care of the fallout when it all comes out in the open. But that's what the statement is. You are owned. You have no rights. And the only way you can get them, your rights, is to, first of all, and I'd really like the people to try this, try and be really indignant. Once in a while, just start with being indignant when you've been frisked or told to bend over or have little Johnny give his fingerprints at school or wherever else it happens to be. Start with indignancy, because your ancestors fought battle after battle after battle to have the right to be free so that they were not owned by the king. And here we are right back in the same place, and the people don't recognize it because they can still go out and play at the moment.
Well, they're too busy sucking down Jenny Light, getting home from work, watching their sports team, only to cuddle up at night and watch American Idol, which is just this total blasé mesmerization of the American populace. We're with Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. I'm Jason Burmis, in for Alex Jones. Remember, Fabled Enemies drops August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your DVD at Infowars.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the new world order.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup.
All right, folks, we're back. That's the great Johnny Cash on the line right there.
Offer cup
Got some good tunes that guy does. We're with Alan Watt of CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Alex's live video feed is now up over at Infowars.com as they pass the DNC detention center. He's going to be joining us shortly, and we're going to be taking your calls in this last half an hour with Alan Watt. And, Alan, you've dropped some serious names and organizations. One of them I wanted to talk about was Carol Quigley, who was kind of in on it. I mean, he was part of the elite crowd. They let him look at their documents, Cecil Rhodes and the Roundtable Group. And he came out with a book called Tragedy and Hope, in which he described these guys' plans for world government. And he wasn't down with all the means, but he was down with the end. So he promoted it. And, of course, this guy was also, Clinton was his protege. And he talked about him in his inauguration speech and other speeches about Carol Quigley. So, of course, Clinton is part of this group. Of course, Bush is part of this group. But I kind of want you to touch on the founding of the Council on Foreign Relations, because, of course, you know, Obama speaks at the CFR. His wife is a member of the CFR, and they just picked good old boy Joe Biden, who is another CFR member, to run as the VP nominee.
Well, the CFR is just the wing of the foundation that Cecil Rhodes began. The Cecil Rhodes Foundation merged with the Milner Foundation, and they created the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And in the 1920s, they opened their American branch. They couldn't call it the Royal Institute, so they called it the Council on Foreign Relations. It's the one and the same thing. It's the same organization. And their goal from Cecil Rhodes and Milner through the Royal Institute of International Affairs has always been to create a world governmental system where the eugenic superiors would run the world. A scientific elite would help the aristocracy and run us all in a collectivist system. And they state right on their mandate that everyone's duty will be to serve the world state. Serve the world state. That will be your purpose in life. Yeah.
It's unbelievable, and we're seeing more and more in that technology come out. And instead of being used to free us as human beings, it really is being used to enslave us as human beings. And, you know, some of these examples that I'd like to give out are these iPhones. All right, they track and trace you. AT&T was caught with the secret room. There's nothing we can do about it, apparently. National Security is called. We appeal that in a federal court and try to sue them, not through federal court, but through a regular court, and they throw it out as well. These guys are all protected under the National Security Act. It makes me sick. Meanwhile, I'm not sure if you're aware of this guy named John Kansas, but I've been playing it on the show every once in a while. There's this guy out in Erie, Pennsylvania, that not only cured his cancer with radio fields and precious metals, basically injecting himself with nanoparticles of gold and then running himself through these radio waves that kills the cancer, but he also found a way to make salt water burn. Now, that's salt water, folks. Listen to me here. He literally has it burning at 1,500 degrees centigrade, and no one's talking about it. He fit his car to run on 4/5 water. The companies don't want you to know about this because they don't want you to be energy independent. Instead, Alan, they want to make you feel guilty for your quote-unquote carbon footprint and get you to pay a tax. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, you're supposed to be interdependent. Independence is taboo. It's forbidden. Interdependence is the mandate for the world. Yeah.
All right, we're going to be taking calls on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. Remember, you can get Fabled Enemies over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.